Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When did you had said last week that you were still kind of working through some things, but when did you really settle on him for sure?
Yeah, I think... You guys kind of getting to know how we do things and going through the whole process, I think, is important. And I think I said this last week, too, you know, you don't want to make a decision until you have to. But, you know, because you never know what's going to happen. But that being said, we knew it was Jaden for a while, and it would have taken a lot for it to not be Jaden personally, you know, or just in reality. I mean, and it was the building. The whole building was, you know, I would say unanimous on that one. And it's easy to see why.
Look, you know, you may want to be cynical and say, well, anybody they take in the first round, they're going to talk it up. But I talked to somebody last night, and I tweeted this out shortly after the pick, that was adamant that this was, you know, from the jump, especially with Peters, once he started to really delve into it, he was like, this is the guy. I thought it was interesting. Schefter last night reported that the final two for Washington, and this would go back to earlier in the week when Keim was the first to suggest this, to me anyway, it was the first time I had heard it, that it was really Daniels and McCarthy who they had at the top of their quarterback board. Daniels, obviously, overall, but McCarthy behind him, not Drake May. Schefter reported that last night. We'll get to your phone calls here in a moment, 301-230-0980. Wanted you to hear a little bit more of Adam Peters. This was the first question of the night on why they selected Jaden Daniels. Long answer, but some really good stuff in here.
Oh, why Jaden? Why not Jaden? Jaden, he's to us, he was special in every way. On the field, off the field, I talked to him a couple times and I told him kind of what I told you guys the other day. Didn't really watch a lot of the quarterbacks hard during the season, being with the 49ers, and then I turned on Jaden for the first time here, and I couldn't believe it. I honestly couldn't believe how good he was, and saw him on TV, saw him on highlights and everything, but when you really study him as a quarterback, just as a quarterback, he's really, really good. And just the way he could process, the way he could see the field, go through reads, deliver on time, deliver with pressure in his face, take a hit and deliver a third down pass and move the chains. He's the, you know, best deep ball thrower we thought in the draft. And that's even before you start watching him run. And the way he runs, he just kind of, we talk about it, kind of takes your soul as a defense. You know, you think you got him, and then all of a sudden he rips off a 40-yard run. And this is against the SEC. This isn't against, you know, some lower competition. This is against the best of the best. So for all those reasons on the field and off the field, I can't say enough about him. And we did a lot of work on all these guys. We did a lot of work on Jaden. And in terms of every single person we spoke to, it was just exemplary as a person, personal character, football character, his work ethic, his football intelligence, how much he cared, his leadership, how he is as a teammate. They were all exemplary. And we went back to high school. We went back to Arizona State and Herm Edwards, his personal quarterback coaches, his LSU and all the staffers at LSU, Brian Kelly there, every single person you would talk to, it was the same answer. So we felt so good about how awesome of a person that he was on top of watching all that tape. So, it was really, it made us feel really, really good about making this pick. And if we could have run it up, we would have run that pick up. We waited a little while because I think they tell us to do that, but we couldn't be happier.
That was Adam Peters. Definitely, excited. Really, I wouldn't say selling it as much as just being exactly, direct and forthright and honest about why they took him. If you want to play devil's advocate, you could say, wish he had played it down just a little bit, because he certainly made it out to be like this wasn't even close. And by the way, I agree. I didn't think it should have been close at number two. Look, we'll know. This is what we've talked about since Adam Peters got the job. Like, the stars aligned in that we were going to know and learn more about this new front office faster than almost any other circumstance would have allowed for, because of all of the cap space and all of the draft capital, and specifically number two overall in a draft with quarterbacks that are believed to have big-time upsides worth swinging for, but several choices. And so time will obviously be the judge. And I think also part of this is going to be on, and Doc talked about this with me last week on my podcast, and others have mentioned this, and I think maybe sometimes we as fans, we don't put as much stock into this, but it's organization. It is coaching staff. It is, of course, supporting cast on the field. But sometimes it's just the fit, the people fit, the style fit. He said something about Cliff Kingsbury and Kingsbury's offense and the fit for that. You'll hear that coming up.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.